The public schools in the wealthy East Bay community of Barrington rarely attract attention. There's good reason for that. The town schools have always ranked among the state's best. Standardized test scores are high by Rhode Island standards. Teachers are known as motivating and caring. Taxpayers over the years have been generous. Many Rhode Island families have moved to Barrington and paid the high taxes, so their children would have the benefits of a fine public education. College acceptances of the high school senior class are the envy of other public schools and even some private schools. So the latest move in Barrington to end the practice of publishing a middle school honor roll just leaves you scratching your head. In a letter to parents, Principal Andrew Anderson cited the stress on students and their parents caused by a public honor roll. Quote, "We know the middle school age student faces a number of social, academic, and emotional changes," unquote, Anderson said. He also said the traditional honor roll does not acknowledge the whole student and is not an effective representation of success. Okay, so the Diary of a Wimpy Kid years are stress-filled. As if that's something new. Raging hormones and trying to figure things out have long accompanied this age group. So what's different now? Barrington has decided to downplay the significance of letter grades in these years. Just how does that help middle schoolers cope with a society that measures everything? How does that help them compete in the 21st century that demands educational excellence? Is there some new course in teachers' colleges stipulating that thou shalt coddle these tender youth? Or is it that a new generation of helicopter parents don't want their children's grades compared to the neighbor's kid in the local newspaper? Luther Speer teaches the history of American education at Brown University. He also lives in Barrington. He says this has the odor of everybody getting a participation trophy, adding that he thought it a little strange. Kids need to learn one of life's lessons that you don't win every game. Even the Patriots lose some. Learning to cope with loss and not always being the best is part of growing up. Many kids in Barrington begin life on second or third base. That's just socioeconomic fact. Having an honor roll would seem to be a spur for higher achievement. If a student doesn't make it this time, well, there's always the next. An honor roll should be a goal for kids to better apply themselves to their studies. The coddling of students has now made it all the way up to colleges, where kids have fancy dining halls, living quarters, and safe spaces so their feelings won't get hurt by society's sharper edges and differences. It's sad that colleges spend so much money on elements of higher education that have so little to do with education, such as workout facilities resembling those for professional teams. We should be more concerned about so many courses being taught by part-time adjunct professors. What Barrington seems to be teaching these middle schoolers and their parents is that grades don't really matter, that everybody's an intellectual equal. If ever there was a solution seeking a problem, ending the honor roll seems to be one. It's time the school administrators and school committee members stopped hiding behind the Orwellian language known as education speak. What precisely do they mean by curbing stress? It's easy to poke fun at leafy Barrington. Years back, it was caricatured as a town of Stepford wives. Then there was last fall's yoga pants revolt, when hundreds of women marched on the home of a gay man accused of body-shaming women. Yet, that was more benign frivolity of a small town. This time, the Barrington School Committee and school leaders ought to better explain to taxpayers why curbing incentives to get better grades is good policy. How else will they know if all those bumper stickers that state, "My dog is smarter than your honor roll, kid," are true?